When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, it's a Thursday. We look ahead to football Thursday touchdown.
Yeah, we're in such a crazy world right now. We're making room for football. I mean, seriously, what a bizarro world. All right, Michigan and Michigan State both have a bye this coming Saturday. Is it something or nothing that neither of the local big boys are playing this weekend?
I don't think it's anything. It's I know Greg just did the air quotes, big boys. I don't know that we can classify them as big boys. In the state.
Do we talk about the MAC?
No, we don't.
Only when he brings it up.
I say the disrespected CMU homecoming this weekend. What do you mean we got no local
Eastern, I can do it. I can
homecoming
say it.
Playing Ohio, John. Big game.
All right, so when you put it like that, yes, okay, they are still the big boys. It's nothing. It just provides – it's all the Lions fans that didn't get a chance to get their cider and donuts last Sunday that are also Spartans or Wolverines fans can now do it on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think this is a big deal because, one – we could have a game 5 in baseball. Maybe not. And we have an epic slate of college games otherwise. It's not like you're going to go without big-time college matchups. Yeah. It's Red River. It's Oregon-Ohio State. It's LSU-Ole Miss. It's Penn State-USC. There's plenty of great college games.
Yeah. I just think they need to work this out somehow in scheduling where they don't share the same bye. That's my point. I guess I'm being nitpicky about something. Yeah, I got that look from John.
Yeah, it's
John's going to enjoy the bye week.
Yeah, it's the eye roll.
Think Michigan will find a passing game in the bye week?
I don't know. When's the transfer portal open?
Not during the season, I don't think. Maybe they can get a Tiger pitcher. Do you think they'd be better?
Yeah. Well
Holton,
is Sharon actually going with the AJ Hinch model, like undecided?
Yeah, that'd be great. Like every series, it's somebody different. Like he just goes, like, uses all of them.
Matchups.
All right, number one, Texas plays Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl this Saturday, then hosts Georgia next week. If Texas wins both these games, will they go undefeated in the regular season?
Yes. Duh. If they win the 2 toughest games on their schedule, then they'll go undefeated. They'll be the best team in college football.
Doesn't mean they'll win every game. Did we see that last week?
Not so fast, my friend.
Yeah.
Where do they have to go? They have to go.
To
no
Vandy?
One just walks into Vandy and gets a win.
The year of the
no
impossible.
One just walks into Arkansas and gets a win. And Kentucky, we saw what they did to Georgia. They get them at home, but then it's Texas A&M at the end. It's likely.
There are traps on their schedule.
Yeah. It's likely that they go undefeated, but it's also 51 that they go undefeated, 49 that they take a loss at some point because they also play Florida. They host Florida, but Florida is playing better. The traps that are set for every single team, we've already seen Alabama, Georgia do this. We've seen it in the Big Ten. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week, but the traps are there.
No respect for A&M from Costa either, who is in the Grey Palm College Football Playoff right now.
They weren't in Costa Palm, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I mean, is this the year Vandy makes the playoff? I mean, the Tigers?
I think they sprung – Vandy sprung the upset once. Hard to believe it's going to happen twice in the same season.
Just saying.
It's hard to believe the Tigers would be – In the catbird seat for the ALDS.
All right, number 2 Ohio State travels to Eugene to take on number 3 Oregon on Saturday night. The Buckeyes have the number 1 defense in the country, allowing just under a touchdown per game, 34 points total, while the Ducks have the 10th best defense. Are we in for a defensive struggle on Saturday night?
I do believe we are. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, the Ohio State defense is number 1 in the country, but they've also played against Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, Michigan State, and Iowa. And so there's nothing of those teams where it looks to me like, oh, we can really judge their defense off of this. It's like trying to judge Michigan last year at the start of their schedule. It's really hard to do. Now they're going to play a good team. But here's the other thing. I don't think Will Howard for Ohio State, and I don't think Dylan Gabriel, while they may be good, and I say maybe, I don't think they're great. So when you play against really good defenses, yeah, something's got to give, and I think it's the offense.
Yeah, I think sneaky defensive game. The total's 52.5. Same read as you, John. Neither quarterback's elite.
Right.
There's some throws Gabriel can't make. I'm not a Will Howard guy either. I think both D-lines have the edge over both offensive lines. Yeah, I think it could be a tight, low-scoring game.
All right, Robert Saleh was fired on Tuesday. Aaron Rodgers' slimy hands are all over this. And in my opinion, he's gone from D-bag to a-hole. I know what he said yesterday. I don't believe it for a second. This guy's a liar. He's a loser. And he's ruining a franchise that was already dysfunctional. And I don't know why they would trust Aaron Rodgers over a guy who's a good coach, okay?
Can you ruin the Jets?
I think he can ruin them more, and I think he has.
I have a question before. Can you give me the scale? You said upgraded from, it was a D-bag to a-hole. What's the
next level?
I'm not quite
level?
Sure I can say that on the radio.
Okay.
I can barely say what I said, and I wasn't really comfortable saying it, but
okay.
For one person and the most hated athlete in the world right now, Aaron Rodgers, say it. All right, is Saleh better off out of New York, and should he be considered a head coaching candidate without going through the coordinator route again? Can he be hired as a head coach next year?
Okay, let's just start here. Aaron Rodgers had to have had a say, if not the say, even if he wants to deny it. Everybody feels bad when you lose a job, but this could be a blessing for Robert Saleh. He wakes up with millions guaranteed. He's not in a circus anymore. I do think he'll have to be a coordinator before he's a head coach.
I think he'll be a coordinator as well, and he's going to be well compensated, $5 million this year, reportedly, another $5 next year. And I think everybody's better off out of New York, and I just think it's the worst job in the NFL. I would Carolina, Jacksonville.
Carolina's probably the worst.
I don't know. But having said that, they can still win some games this year. I'm just telling you, just don't write them
off. I just
off.
Gave you the look you give me when I say ridiculous things.
But I say win some games.
Is this just because the Tigers are doing something that anything's possible right
anything's
now?
Anything's possible. That they've opened my mind.
The one thing anything that's not possible, is that team getting this right this year. It's going to go down in flames. All right. The Lions' biggest road win under Dan Campbell is probably the game at Kansas City last year. Would you guys agree?
Yes.
Maybe Green Bay the year before you could make an argument for
sure.
You know, but I think easily, KC. If the Lions win at Dallas on Sunday, will this become Dan Campbell's biggest road win?
No, because I expect him to win. I mean, I expected him to win at Kansas City, but I think I was of the minority in that. And I think that one right now is the biggest road win. It's the defending Super Bowl champs. And Patrick Mahomes, we knew all of the stats at the time. Never throws a pick in the opening game. Never loses the opener, especially at home. And the Lions went in there and took one.
Who the hell are the Cowboys for this to be Dan Campbell's biggest road win? It's clearly Kansas City.
There's some drama because of what happened last year.
Exactly.
Okay, you could say there's a storyline, but to say
an NFC separation game.
I don't think it's close.
You win and Dallas is 3-3. They're in turmoil. They're going to be ripping each other apart. That's Dan's best win on the road?
If you win this game, you take control of the North next week by winning at Minnesota. You lose
this time. It's important.
Yeah, we're not going to underestimate the value of the win.
They wasted the Kansas City win last year when they lost to Seattle the next week.
Oh, okay. Well, did they waste the Rams win when they lost to Tampa this year?
I actually think they did a little bit. That's why we're sitting in the problem, which they should be 4-0 right now. They should have won that game. All right. Who's watching Thursday Night Football tonight over the Tigers and Red Wings? Anybody? Seriously, if they are out there, text us, please. They do host the 49ers tonight, Seahawks. The NFC West is a mess right now. Seattle still leads at 3-2, but they lost to the Giants last week. Yuck. The 49ers are probably still the easy answer on this. They're 0-2 in the division. Who ends up winning this division?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll go Cardinals. Why not? It should be the Niners, but why not? I'll go Cardinals.
So I think, first of all, the Tigers game is going to be done by the time this one kicks off.
Oh.
Huh?
8:15? That's a quick baseball game. Perfect game tonight, John?
Possibly. So it'll be close. But as soon as it's done, I will switch to the Thursday night game. Sorry, Jim. Car
Red
flag's
wings?
Not flying yet. They'll be on the second screen, so to speak. Sorry. It's how I'm going to watch sports tonight. But
look at Smarmy Costa over there throwing strays at Ken Daniels on opening night.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Don't point at me.
Sorry,
the next question.
The line, yeah.
All right, I still think the Rams are in play, by the way, because they're surviving Cup and Nacua. They're only a couple games back. They could still get into this. They did beat the 49ers. And another eye roll from John.
Yeah. Well, as long as Matthew's not beat up.
All right. Going for two this week, and this one's wild. This is why we have the 2-point conversion and a Thursday touchdown. All right. The Tigers made it into the Thursday touchdown. Would you make this deal? The Tigers go on to win the World Series, but it means the Lions lose Jared Goff to a torn Achilles against the Cowboys. Hennon Hooker is awful. The Lions go 5-12. They end up with the fifth pick, and Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and Will Johnson go in the top four picks. And then add on to that, the Red Wings finish with the worst record in hockey. Steve Yzerman gets fired.
There's a lot going on there. No, I don't take it. I want to win them both. So I'll take my chances without making the deal that the Tigers can win it, that the Lions can win it. And I would never wish an Achilles on anyone. I went through that one.
I'm
and
guaranteeing a championship here, but I'm putting bad things.
You could be greedy. You should be greedy. Plus, we know a Super Bowl is the most important thing for this city. I would not take that off the table.
Oh, especially if you're putting Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders on the line. Who cares? I don't want either of those
guys.
Well,
they would be the QBs. I'm hinting that they would need a QB because Jared Goff is, you know, got that.
It's going to slow him down.
He'd be hurt next season.
Achilles could be multi-year deal.
He can't move out of the pocket. He's just stuck.
No, we want to keep the Lions. Keep the Lions in the fight and trust that the Tigers keep defying all logic and keep winning. That's the Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.